what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Coach's Corner, the Wednesday edition of Drive Time Sports. Coming up tonight right here on KOAL, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM, the Emory Spartans traveling on the road to take on the Grand Red Devils. Final road game of the 2018-2019 season. Final true road game, I should say. State tournament next week and then the week after. But Emory's in a difficult spot right now. As far as the region championship goes, that's out of reach, but they can't climb as high as number three. In order to do that, they have to win out this week. Road game tonight against Grand, home contest on Friday against San Juan, and hope that South Sevier drops two games. We'll talk to Coach Todd Jeffs about that scenario and more right now. Coach, it's always a pleasure to get you on the show. Thank you.
Hey, thank you for having me on.
Absolutely, Coach. We got a fun one to talk about. Last Friday, North Stampede at home. It was a very important contest, just considering the way that the previous two games had gone, Coach, and I thought the boys really responded well. You guys went each of the four quarters and got a tremendous performance from Kyler Willstead offensively in the process.
Yeah, I was real happy with the way our guys played. You know, kind of a trap game, if you ask me. Sam Pete's a real quality team. How they haven't got a win in our league is beyond me, because they've got some athletes and some guys that can really do some damage. And I thought our guys came out focused and with some intensity and really, you know, kind of set a tone from the start. And Kyler Willstead, like you said, he was huge. He just really got some action inside, and he's a little underrated for us. He's so outsized every night we play, but he really does a great job for us. And then I thought Brody Tuttle with his three-point shooting, you know, showed what I've kind of been expecting from him the whole year. And so I think we're kind of coming together at the right time. You know, it's near the end of the season, and we've got a lot of guys kind of peaking at the right time. And so I think we're going to make a good run here the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that 100%. I mean, and it's all about playing at the right time, peaking at the right time. And you mentioned Brody Tuttle, 7 3-point shots. He's been off and on all year, Coach. There's stretches where it looks like Brody has kind of broken through that shell, and, you know, he'd have a couple of 20-point games, and then he'd disappear for a couple of games, and then he comes back. I don't think it's any secret this offense is most efficient when he's firing.
Oh, no, there's no doubt about it, you know, and teams have such a handful to guard with Brax and Kyson and their ability to get to the basket. And he and Cade kind of benefit from that. I think, you know, Cade's such an explosive three-point shooter and so noticeable. He's just got such a pretty stroke and such a dead-eye three-point shooter that defense is really, you know, kind of concentrate on stopping our penetration and then concentrate on stopping Cade. Brody's a big benefactor of all that. He kind of finds himself in a lot of good situations where he can catch and shoot, and he's such a good shooter that we're just, you know, real happy that he's coming on at the right time.
And we talked to Kyler following the victory on Friday, and he's such a nice, humbled, quiet kid. He just said, yeah, I just went out and played. But, Coach, it sure seemed like he was a little bit more assertive offensively. He looked much more comfortable on that side of the ball.
Well, he really did, and, you know, we don't post him up a lot. Everything he gets, he gets catching, catching when he's facing the basket, and he's on the move. And some of those catches and finishes that he makes they look easy, but they're really tough when you got to catch and shoot all in the same motion. And he has to do that because, like I said, he's so outsized night in and night out. But he's so quick and such a great athlete, and it's so fun to watch him run. I don't think anything pleases me more than to watch him get out on a fast break and get out on that wing, because he can just really fly. And, you know, just glad he's a junior. We got him back for another year, and he's just such a hard-nosed player that he really sets the tone for us, you know, defensively especially. And then when he has an offensive night like that, it just kind of rounds everything out for us.
You mentioned him getting out and running. One of the big differences I can see, it seems like he's found a way to play within his body. I mean, keep control of his speed. Last year, at times, he was a little erratic. That wasn't the case at all on Friday, Coach. I mean, I thought he just played a perfect game on that side of the ball.
He really did, you know, and to be able to catch and finish on that same motion, it, you know, like I said, it looks easy, but it's really a tough move, especially for a high school kid to develop that kind of timing. And he and Brax have played together so long that they have a good chemistry. And he comes off that baseline, and Brax finds him, you know, in motion towards the basket, and it's almost unstoppable. I mean, you know, the ball's in the basket before defenses have a chance to react to it, and so it's a nice component to our offense as well.
Kyson was good on Friday, Coach, but he didn't go off for 40 like he has so far this season, and you guys still found a win. Is that important for a mindset to say, okay, Kyson doesn't have to score 40, at least for the guys on the team, to know that they can still get wins if they spread the ball around?
Well, I think you're exactly right, but, you know, I also think that, you know, it's a compliment to Kyson, because I didn't, you know, sometimes you get a high school kid that is scoring a lot of points night in and night out, and then things don't necessarily come his way, and there's a tendency to try to force things that aren't there, you know, just to get his points. And I didn't see that out of Kyson at all. You know, he's a real mature basketball player and kind of takes what comes his way and doesn't force things that aren't there, very willing to pass. And, you know, just when a kid's scoring, like, he's able to score, and then to be able to complement it with being a playmaker and being content with his, you know, lesser points, as long as we're successful as a team, that's a big compliment to Kyson.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Todd Jeffs of the Emory Spartan Boys basketball team. Coach, we'll look ahead to the final week of the regular season. It begins tonight against the Grand Red Devils on the road, final road game of the season. Looking at the standings, I know you got to take it one game at a time as we go over the final two, but if we scoreboard watch, there's a chance to climb up to the number three spot in the region. And in talking to you last week, you said that's the focus. We now have to finish as high as we possibly can. Number three is still realistic.
It really is. You know, it's kind of fun to speculate and see, you know, what the different scenarios are. Our most realistic and best scenario right now is to win these two games this week at Grand, and then San Juan here on Friday, and then have South Sevier lose both of theirs. They play Manti tonight and then at Richfield on Friday. And so if that happens, we can end up in a tie with South Sevier for third. It'd go to a coin flip to that third and fourth spot. You know, on the other side of it, if we lose both of them, we could drop clear down to sixth, or, you know, depending on what other teams do. So there's so much to be decided here with basically two games left in our league play, and our league's so tough and so strong. And, you know, we're going to go to Moab tonight, play Grand down there, and that's just a very tough atmosphere to play in. And you know, I think our guys are up to the challenge tonight. We feel good about where we're at and go down and try to get a win.
We'll talk about the first meeting between Emory and Grand, Coach, and it was Cameron Hoppenstead that really pushed the Grand offense. He had 30 points in that contest. Outside of that, they didn't shoot the ball particularly well from beyond the arc. I think they only had four makes, if memory serves me right. What stood out to you the first go-around with Grand?
Well, exactly what you said. Hoppenstead's a great athlete. Phenomenal offensive rebounder. You know, he crashes that offensive rebound from the 15-foot area, and he's got a great nose for the ball. And I thought their guard play here was a little suspect. The Park twins are very capable athletes, and they can just, you know, they're streak shooters, and they can go off at any minute. And they didn't shoot the ball very well here, but we've seen them over the years. You know, they've been a big part of their varsity now for 3 years, and so, you know, we've seen them just kind of go off at different times, and we've got to really do everything we can to not let them get ignited. And in their own gym and in their own atmosphere with their senior night, I know they're going to be up to the task, and we got to challenge every shot, make sure they're shooting overhand, and then get rebounds, and that's our big focus.
When you look at Hoppenstead, Coach, and there's several different looks you guys have thrown out defensively, how important is it tonight for Kyler to make sure he stays out of foul trouble?
Well, I think that's always important, you know, and he's such an aggressive player that we're going to find him in foul trouble quite often. You know, I think Justin Rasmussen's been coming on, and then we've been using Rance Jensen in that spot a little bit too, and they're both capable of backing him up. But Kyler gives you so much on both ends of the floor that we got to keep him, you know, on the floor as much as we can and try to keep him out of foul trouble. And we're going to, you know, kind of mix things up and throw some different defenses at Grand and try to keep them off balance that way. And that will help, you know, Kyler out a lot too, because he won't be necessarily facing Hoppenstedt every trip down the floor, and so that should kind of help things out as well.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Coach, but with all the different looks that you guys have thrown at teams this year defensively, I don't know that we've met a team that's more capable of breaking down a 2-3 extended zone than Grand, just because Hoppenstedt is so effective out of the high post.
Well, he is, and it's a tough guard, you know. And not only does he, you know, hit that 15-foot jump shot really well, he rebounds as well as anybody we've played in the last few years from that 15-foot area. He really attacks that rebound. He's got a great nose for the ball. And so, you know, we're going to try to, like I said, through our schemes, try to mix things up a little bit and give them different looks, so hopefully we can catch them off balance offensively and try to make them attack in ways that they're not used to attacking and take them out of their comfort zone a little bit. You know, we're not a lockdown defensive team. I mean, you've seen that. We give up a lot of points. Fortunately, we've been able to score a lot of points on the other end, but we got to do a better job of making it tough on teams, and we haven't done that really consistently yet. There's been spots in games where I've been really happy and thought, hey, we're turning the corner and becoming a pretty good defensive team, and then there's times when it's just like a free-for-all for the basket, and all we want to do is outscore people. And, you know, coming down the wire here to the state tournament, the last week of league play here, we got to do a much better job on that end of the floor.
Yeah, you mentioned the defense, Coach, and I know that's been a big point of emphasis. Since that 105-point outburst that San Juan had in the middle of January, the team has been better defensively. I mean, Manti scored 85, but that was also an extra period. We went into overtime. So assessing where you guys are at defensively, are you comfortable with where they're at right now as a team?
Not really. I you know, like you said, we're better, and I feel like we're improving day to day, but I'm not real happy with where we're at. You know, I don't know if it's fatigue or just a lack of focus or what it is, but there's stretches in the game where we just give up layups. You know, we don't even try to move our feet and stay in front of people. We just let people blow by us, and we can't do that. You know, you can't give those kind of opportunities up to anybody, especially when you get into the state tournament and you're playing for everything that's on the line. And so, you know, that's a big emphasis for us every day in practice, and I feel like we are improving. We've still got a long ways to go, but you know, our guys are more focused towards that anyway.
Coach, it's always fun to get you on and talk a little bit about the team. Best of luck tonight against Grand, and we'll see you at the game.
Sure enough, I can't wait to get down there. It's, you know, exciting to see how your guys are going to step up to a challenge like this, and so I'm excited to get down there and take a look at it.
No doubt. We've had some epic games over the last couple of years in Moab.
Really have. Just, you know, back and forth games, and it always seems like it's such a physical and high intense atmosphere, and I don't expect anything less than that tonight.
Definitely. Coach, thank you again.
Thank you, Jordan.
Again, Emory Spartan basketball coach Todd Jeffs talking about tonight's contest. Emory on the road to take on the Grand Red Devils. Live coverage will begin at 6:30 p.m. Tip-off is scheduled for 7. We've got a break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. It's right here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m.